It is becoming increasingly difficult to explain and cover the severity of this campaign to exterminate humanity. For example, I just interviewed Dr. Murakami out of Japan. That is a must-see interview if you haven't seen it. It's extremely important. It's already being called an historic interview. Dr. Murakami sounded the alarm over self-replicating mRNA vaccines, essentially, that are about to be deployed in Japan in October. And these self-replicating bioweapons systems, they replicate both the payload, which is the spike protein, but they also replicate the replication engine. And apparently, it looks like they can replicate from person to person to person, which means there's exponential growth in the number of people carrying this, let's call it a depopulation virus. That's really what it is. So the scientific establishment will call it a self-replicating vaccine or self-amplifying mRNA technology. It's actually a self-replicating human extermination virus that was synthesized as a bioweapon against humanity. Now, why are they rolling this out? Because they didn't get the death rate that they wanted from the original COVID vaccines, which were not self-replicating. Yes, those vaccines would take over your body's cells and they would cause your cells to start churning out spike proteins, but that couldn't spread. Like, the engine of replication could not spread to another person, not in the original mRNA vaccines. Now, with this new technology, they can spread. So now we're going to have an exponential growth in the spread, the manufacture, and the shedding of spike protein bioweapons, which may have also been altered with, you know, furan cleavage sites and who knows what else they put into it now, to make it even more deadly than usual. And there's almost nowhere on earth that you can hide from this except by just isolating from other people once this goes out. I mean, I know that sounds alarming. I know that sounds almost fatalistic, but watch the interview with Dr. Murakami, because he's the expert in immunology. He's the expert in biology. He's got his own lab. And he knows what he's talking about. He's put together detailed presentations on this issue, and he's trying to sound the alarm that this could be the last fatal mistake that human civilization makes, because this could end civilization as we know it. And I say it's no accident. This is not accidental. It's not a coincidence. This is a deliberate campaign to depopulate the planet of all humans. And there are multiple attacks on humanity right now, as you are well aware. I mean, the COVID pandemic was one of them. The vaccine bioweapons were another layer. Now you see the West trying to provoke nuclear war with Russia in order to actually get Russia to nuke Western cities and to nuke the United States of America. And something that I pointed out recently when I was a guest with Alex Jones on his show is that the spike protein blocks the normal DNA repair mechanism that exists in human cells. So there's a study, we covered this, I think 2 years ago, that shows how the spike protein suppresses by 90% the double strand break repair mechanism known as NHEJ, which refers to end joining. So basically there's a mechanism in your body that can take a broken fragment of your DNA, which is broken by ionizing radiation, and your body actually has a miraculous repair mechanism to rejoin those two ends, put them back together in a way that makes logical genetic sense, by the way. That's called end joining. That is 90% suppressed by the presence of ionizing or of spike protein, excuse me. So now we have a binary weapon system where people are already injected with the spike protein. I mean, their bodies are making it. And then the globalists are about to start World War III, which will cause radiation fallout. And whereas a normal, healthy person could survive some amount of radiation, obviously, because you do every day, if you walk out in the sun, there's there's some ionizing radiation. How does your body handle that? Well, you have an immune system, you have a repair system, you can do end joining of your broken chromosomes and everything. How do pilots survive? They get a lot of ionizing radiation, you know, on the flight deck, flying around at high altitude. But that mechanism is suppressed by the presence of the spike protein. So now all the people who have been vaccinated with this and all those who are going to have the self-amplifying bioweapons, you know, new technology injection payload system that's being rolled out in October in Japan, as Dr. Murakami explained, now we're talking about a global binary weapon system, which is spike protein to suppress DNA repair combined with radiation fallout, which emits ionizing radiation that damages DNA. That's the binary weapon system that's designed to end humanity. But they need the globalists, they need nukes to fly in order to do this. And the thing is, it doesn't even matter where the nukes hit as long as they get their global radiation fallout across the entire, mostly northern hemisphere. So they don't care if Russia nukes Romania or if Russia nukes Poland or wherever. And Russia may end up nuking all those places because the West is threatening to launch F-15s and F-16s carrying nuclear weapons from airfields in Poland, in Romania, probably in Germany. I mean, who knows? Russia's going to end up nuking all those air bases. That's going to unleash essentially global fallout. And if there's retaliation of nuclear weapons from the West, then this thing, you know, multiplies just dramatically and horrifically into a global fallout scenario. The fallout kills everybody who's been jabbed for the reasons I just mentioned, and the fallout collapses the global food supply for 1 to 2 years, which kills a lot of other people who did not prepare with extra food supplies. And why does all this radiation fallout? Why does this cause a collapse of the global food supply? Well, because of all the particulate matter that it blasts into the atmosphere, blocking the sun, and thereby preventing photosynthesis, which is necessary, obviously, for crops to succeed. And in order to make that even worse, you have all this carbon sequestration, these projects rolling out worldwide to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere, which is also necessary for photosynthesis. So you put all this together, this is a death cult leading the world into global extermination of humanity. And one of the most frightening aspects of this is that, get this, the vast majority of the public have no idea this is happening. All the things that I share with you here, the things that my guests talk about, all this information, which is actually pretty common across alternative media, this is completely unknown to the mainstream masses. And I'm talking about the mainstream masses in America, in Canada, in Japan, in the UK, in Europe, you know, everywhere around the world. The mainstream people have no idea this is coming. And so they aren't prepared at all. In fact, they're going along with it. They're lining up to take the jabs of the bioweapons. So they're actively participating. Think about it. They're actively participating in the downfall of human civilization by taking the jabs and effectively removing themselves from the human gene pool and making themselves susceptible to fallout radiation, not having backup supplies of anything. If they're not dead from the jabs, if they're not dead from the fallout, they're dead from starvation, or they're dead from the chaos that's going to be unleashed. These are the end times, folks. This is the last chapter of Western civilization, and we're being led by a bunch of suicide cultists who are willing to destroy the entire world. In fact, they're trying to. They're desperately trying to destroy the entire world. And they think that this will somehow keep themselves in power. That's what they think. Do you have any familiarity with the nuclear retaliation plan that the U.S. devised, I think beginning in 1963, and it was active, or 1961 maybe, it was active all the way until 2000, maybe 2003. It was called PSIOP, S-I-O-P. I forgot what the acronym is. S-I-O-P is like the Strategic Intercontinental Operation Plan or something like that. This was a plan to nuke the entire world into oblivion to make sure that the United States was the strongest nation left standing. This plan involved massively over-nuking Russia, or the Soviet Union at the time, even killing hundreds of millions of people in China, knowing that hundreds of millions would die in India and other countries because of the fallout, and that America, even though America might lose a huge portion of its own population, it would have the most people left still alive at the end of all this. And that was considered a victory. So if nuclear weapons started being launched against the West, this was the plan to just unleash massive nuclear annihilation on the entire rest of the world in order to keep America the last country standing. And this is the way American leaders think. This is the way they still operate. They still think that just destroying the whole world is how they save America. And to this day, their policies reflect that. This is why the Department of Defense built the gain-of-function SARS-CoV-2 virus, at least the original template, and then funneled it over to Wuhan in order to further augment it to be deadly to human beings. Because the Pentagon works on technology to destroy humanity. And you can bet that sooner or later, the same ties are going to show up with this self-amplifying, self-replicating mRNA technology. It's going to end up being some kind of Pentagon program, mark my words, that was then transferred over into the private sector to make some corporations rich while they deploy this military weapon against humanity. That's what this is. Have no illusions. That's what this is. And the fact that most of the world is not informed of any of this because the corporate media deliberately lies to the public. The media withholds information that is essential for survival. The corporate media acts in bad faith against humanity in collusion with the government mass murderers like Fauci. The corporate media is all in on this agenda to exterminate humanity, which will even exterminate themselves, by the way. You notice how the corporate media is just bleeding viewers and readers. I mean, even the Washington Post, the New York Times, they're all losing money. They're slashing jobs. The left-wing media is going out of business like crazy. They can't even compete when they're boosted in all the search engines. And organizations like mine, we are censored everywhere and yet still growing. I mean, think about that, because we tell the truth. But left-wing media, given every boost in the world, still can't stay in business, losing readers like crazy. Why? Because they lie constantly. They lie by default. They lie every chance they get. And their goal is to keep the people uninformed while the extermination agenda runs its course. This is a global depopulation / extermination agenda targeting humanity. It's got many different vectors. Yes, they're burning down the food supply chain, you know, chicken farms. Yes, they're sabotaging everything. They're shutting down energy, which is necessary to keep civilization alive. Yes, they're going to provoke nuclear war, or they'll fake a nuclear attack in a false flag nuclear terrorism event if they have to. Yes, they're building self-replicating so-called vaccines, really self-replicating biological weapon systems with human beings as the hosts. Yes, they're building this, they're deploying this, they're rolling this out. And they're doing it on purpose because their goal is the complete extermination of the human race. Understand, I know a lot of people were reluctant to even think about that 5 years ago. Not anymore. Anybody who knows what's going on is like, yep, they're targeting humanity. They are trying to destroy every last human being on this planet. And that's why a lot of people have come to understand that this is probably some kind of like cosmic artificial intelligence, quantum, you know, multidimensional AI evil system that some people call Satan, that's what's behind this. But that's a whole different podcast. We can talk about that later. The point is, what's behind this is not human. And even the human global leaders, some of whom are not fully human themselves, probably, they think they're in on it. Like, they're going to be protected. Like, oh, they're going to be the survivors and they will inherit the earth. No, they're going to be exterminated too. Useful idiots from the point of view of the AI systems. The extermination agenda just needs a bunch of useful idiots like Justin Trudeau out of Canada, or Rishi Sunak in the UK, or all these lunatics in the EU, Ursula von der crazy, you know, Stoltenberg, all, the whole lot of them, Macron, you name it. They need all these useful idiots to go along with the extermination. And so that's what they do. The point is, you can survive this, believe it or not, as dark as this sounds, it's survivable. It's very simple. Get the spike protein out of your system, protect yourself from foreign proteins. There are lots of nutritional approaches to doing that. Obviously, don't line up and get jabbed with the death jabs. And then be ready for the collapse of everything. Be ready for the collapse of the power grid, the food supply, the rule of law, the currency, you know, all of it. And that's doable, actually. There is a way to do that, and I've talked about it repeatedly. It's being a prepper. You know, food, gold, emergency medicine, backup communications, all these things I talk about. Now you see why these are survival supplies, and people who don't have them will not survive. So get on top of all of this. Healthrangerstore.com for food survival. You know, satellite phone store, SAT123.com for backup communications. Verifiedgoldbacks.com if you want goldbacks as a form of gold. Check out Gerald Salenti's Trends Journal. Just go to trendsjournal.com. Subscribe there. Use discount code RANGER to save 10%. And that's an affiliate link. Salenti helps support our show. Just get informed. Spend money wisely on things that can keep you alive. Stop spending money on useless things like, you know, cruises and Starbucks coffee and whatever. Spend it where it counts, because this is it. This is the last test of human survival. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. Back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have the Elderberry Echinacea Tincture Combo, which is outstanding for the immune system. That's in the middle there. Back in stock. We've also got quercetin available, which is a very popular item as everybody's learning about the supportive benefits of quercetin. We have broccoli sprout powder in capsules now back in stock. We also have a little bit of the actual powder, as it's shown there in that canister. All these available at healthrangerstore.com. Go to the website, find out what we have there. We've got a lot of new products, a lot of products back in stock. And then also we have the pea protein back in stock. Now, for those who like plant-based proteins, pea protein, it's very smooth. The texture here is very smooth. It's also one of the cleanest, well, I think the cleanest plant-based protein you can get in terms of lab test results. Whereas rice protein sometimes, depending on the source, can have, you know, arsenic in it. We've seen that in rice protein, some lead, some cadmium. But pea protein is very, very clean. Some people prefer a whey protein taste, but if you're used to doing vegan proteins, then pea protein is more in your like wheelhouse of what it's supposed to taste like. And that's a really great, clean, smooth product right there. That's back in stock at our store. But check out our hundreds of other products at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that every purchase helps us with our big lawsuit that we filed. We're suing Google, Meta, we're suing Twitter or X, we're suing the Department of Defense. We're also suing Homeland Security, NewsGuard, and various NGOs for censorship collusion. In our lawsuit, we're exposing the censorship industrial complex, and we're working to dismantle it, to compel the court to actually dismantle this censorship complex so that the free speech rights of the American people can be restored, as is supposed to be guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights under the United States Constitution. But we have to fight for it, and we need your support in order to carry out and fund that fight. So shop at healthrangerstore.com and help us take this fight to the censors to dismantle the censorship industrial complex while at the same time enhancing your health and nutrition with laboratory-tested, certified, organic, ultra-clean products that we offer. Again, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.